来，LA 欢迎你们啊！我们拍手啊！好像没有声音啊，
好像
真像我们代唱的。今天大家好像很累啊，通常放长假更累。我们也欢迎 Johnny 的母亲啊，从香港来，欢迎啊，欢迎。
We welcome Johnny's mom from Hong Kong。
还有没有新来的 ？OK。哦，我们请翻到节目单好吗？每一个没有节目单的请举手。
Bulletin, raise your hand,
如果你没有节目单，请那个举手，我们招待给他们发一下好吗
？Usher will bring you one if you raise your hand。
这边有一位，路德这边有，哦，都有了哦，哦，好。我们感谢主啊，我们这次的灵粮特会有35-40个弟兄姊妹们去参加。
Praise the Lord, there were 35 plus brother and sister that had attended the 灵粮 conference.
我们待会有几位弟兄姊妹会跟我们分享。
There will be a couple brother and sister that will share their message.
我们这次的主题是抓住神这个机会的风啊。
The topic this year is seize the divine opportunity and thrive.
我们要再飞起来，我就想让我们去的这些弟兄姊妹们借着分享，也让大家有这个热火。
And I hope through their sharing, it will ignite a fire in your heart.
我们请那个招待拿下七月份的导读手册好吗
？And then we have July's.
如果你需要的举手，我们就给你一本，好不好？七月的导读手册。如果你没有的，有哪一位要
？If you like one, raise your hand.
OK， 我们在那天，上礼拜天聚会的时候，那个周报里面都夹有，在那边的周报都有。
Or in the your bulletin, you would find it in there too.
没有，那是上个礼拜在生命。
Last week.
我们8月21号有一个洗礼聚会。
We plan to have a baptism service August 21st.
所以如果你想要受洗的，今天就可以登记，好吗
？If you're interested, please sign up at the back table.
或者你觉得谁应该要受洗，你可以帮他 sign up.
Or you have someone in mind that would should be baptized, that baptized, please let us know.
我们有多少人知道我们礼拜二有祷告会的举手
？How many of you know that we have prayer meeting Tuesday night?
你从来都没有来参，就说在今年。你从来都没有来参加过一次祷告会的举手。
And this year you never attended one. Raise your hand.
我是希望你能来看一看，好吗
？I hope that you will come and visit us.
我们中文的现在改到大堂来了。
The Mandarin congregation have moved to the main hall here.
我们的希望是这个大堂会坐满。
And we pray that we will fill all the chairs during prayer meeting.
我们希望我们的祷告聚会是一个礼拜最精彩的聚会。
And we pray that the prayer meeting is the most exciting meeting during the week.
我是鼓励你来。
I encourage you to come.
英文也有祷告会是在upper room 在副堂。
And the English group have their prayer meeting at the upper room.
我就鼓励大家来遇见神。
I pray that encourage you to come to have an encounter with the Lord.
今天早上会讲建立祷告的祭坛第一讲。
And this morning I'm gonna share about building an altar of prayer.
我希望借着这个信息让大家知道。祷告的关键性。
And you see the importance of prayer.
好，我们下面要收奉献。
We're going to receive tithes and offering.
我们奉献是基督徒的一个权利。
This is a Christian's responsibility.
也是我们的 ，is our right.
And our rights.
所以我们是甘心乐意的奉献。
We give with a willing heart.
如果你不知道我在讲什么，你就不要奉献。
And if you don't understand, you don't need to.Give the offering.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Jesus, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
在过去这六个月当中
，This last 6 months.
你供应我们一切的需要。
You provide all our needs.
在这个动荡的时代
，During this time.
你保护我们出入平安。
You protect us coming in and going out.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们把我们当纳的十分之一献给你。
We give back what we have received, the tenth.
求主祝福
Please bless.
为国度所用
For your kingdom use.
祷告奉主的名求
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
贝斯是第一个分享的。Aaron 来了没啊？还在路上。 贝斯分享一下我们这次特会他学到什么有什么感恩的地方。
Bessie will be our first person to share her experience at the Ling Liang Conference.
我想这一次我得到什么，我觉得我一是医治，第二是得到武器。
What I learned this time at the conference is first is healing, second is weapons.
其实我是因为要工作的关系，我是星期五那一堂我去了，晚上的七点半那一堂我去了。
Due to work, I can only attend Friday evening.
所以那一堂是有Cindy 牧师就是说为大家释放医治就医治。
And during that meeting, Cindy Jacob was doing a healing meeting.
然后我就举起手来。
And I raised my hand.
然后我就觉得有动静。
And I feel something.
以前没有那种感觉。
Before I never felt that way.
然后牧师叫我们检查自己是不是得医治了。
And pastor asked if you check yourself, did you get healed?
那有的人上台就是他可以 turn 了，对不对？
Some people, they went up the stage.
对，那我就，因为我的这个需要医生来验证。
I need the doctor to reevaluate.
但是我深信主已经医治我了。
But I believe God has healed me.
然后第二个就是武器。
Number two, what I learned is about weapon.
为什么说我得到了一个武器，就是征战的武器。
What I learned is the fight the spiritual warfare weapon.
那就是礼拜六的那个下午的那一堂。
It was during the Saturday afternoon session.
那个保罗牧师。
Pastor Paul, David,
他就提到保罗跟希拉。
He talked about Saint Paul and Sila.
对，他们就被下到监里去了。
When they were in prison,
and
being locked up,
然后他们就在里面哦，而且他们被关了，他们还上了木狗。
And they were all tied in chain and all tied up.
所以他们不但是被关在监牢里
，It wasn't just in prison.
他们还要被绑住啊，就全部捆住了。
And were all chained up.
对，那么可是他们在那里面做了什么呢
？And what were they doing there?
他们祷告。
They were praying.
他们唱诗。
They were singing.
他们赞美神。
They were praising God.
然后圣经上记录下来说，众圣徒。
So the Bible recorded all the saints
在侧耳听。
They were listening.
就是他们在唱在的时候，众圣徒在侧耳听那个囚犯。
When actually in the cell, when they were praising the Lord, all the sailors, prisoner, were all listening.
结果就是在那个时候呢，地就大震动了。
So there will be an earthquake.
地基摇动。
When the foundation was shaking,
那个门也打开来了。
The door, prison door, open.
甚至又进入到众囚犯，就是刚刚只是听的这些囚犯啊，他们的锁链也被打开来了。
So all the prisoner, their chains fall off.
所以就是我就突然领悟到说哎，祷告我们都有，牧师常常说来祷告会啊，大家都来啊，礼拜二是我们教会祷告，礼拜四是湾区的这个大家合一的祷告啊。
So that recall that pastor always encourages us to come to church Tuesday night to come pray.
赞美我们也有，对不对？我们祷告完以后我们说哦，来赞美神，自己跟神赞美。
We have praise and worship and prayer.
可是好像对于唱诗歌这一部分，
But about singing the hymns,
就像我们每天早上来，刚刚不是那个 Dan 一直说，哎，你们都睡着了吗
？Like this morning when we were worshiping, Dan was asking, "Are we awake?"
那是一样的重要哎。
It's the same importance.
因为他们做了三个动作，一个是祷告。
There were three actions Saint Paul and Sheila had done.
唱诗。
They pray and they sing hymns.
赞美神。
Praise God.
连听的人都可以把那个铁链都打开来。
So for those who were just only listening, their chains fall off.
所以这个 David 牧师就讲到说，哦，原来祷告、唱诗、赞美是我们的武器耶。
So Pastor David said that these three things, you pray, you sing, and you praise God, is the three weapons that you need to possess.
所以我就想到我们在学校的时候是不是有校歌？
So you know how in school we had the anthem.
我们在军队里有军歌，对不对
？And in the military, same way.
然后说哦，一起来。以前我们在台湾是还反攻大陆，唱了很多这首歌。
So in Taiwan, we march and return to China and fight.
OK, 当我们一唱的时候，我们就雄赳赳气昂昂。
And when we sing those marching hymns, we were all excited.
所以我就体验到说，哇，原来在我以前不明白的时候，我们唱这个军歌的时候是激励我们自己。
So I realized that when we sing those military anthems, we were exciting our own spirit.
可是我们现在唱的敬拜赞美的是不但激励自己，还触摸神的心。
So when we sing the Christian gospel songs, it's not only to excite ourselves, but it touches God's heart.
所以我就很想一直说，弟兄姐妹们，我们要注意敬拜赞美这一个三个里面不可缺的一个。
So I wanted to tell our brothers and sisters that singing the hymns is one of the three weapons that are very important.
我又想到我第一次来教会的时候，我在天上碰到Scott，就是我坐飞机的时候，Scott坐在我旁边。
So when I was coming to church, how I came here was because in the sky, in an airplane, I was sitting next to Scott.
Scott跟我传了很多福音。Scott
shared the gospel with me.
但是我反问他的一句话，我说：“那我们去天上，那上帝喜欢什么？”
And I asked him that when we get to heaven, what does God want from me?
他说：“Singing. Singing.
Scott said, singing.
我说：“啊，怎么上帝喜欢听歌啊？”
Why does God want to hear songs?
我现在明白了。
Now I understand.
神真的很喜欢我们唱新歌来敬拜他。God
really loved that we sing a new song in our hearts to worship him.
不但是只有唱，还要跳舞诶。Not
only sing, but dance.
因为大卫在得胜的时候是不是跳舞啊？
Because when David was triumphant, he was dancing.
那可是记不记得大卫的太太，他老婆说什么？
But his wife,
他的妻子说什么？
Micah.
就说不成体统嘛。
This is... You're downgrading yourself.
可是我要提醒大家，我们不要变成David的太太。So
don't be a David's wife.
因为我们当我们敬拜的时候，我们有肢体语言。Because
when we're worshiping, we have a body language.
就像说啊，天父啊，我在这里，我爱你。Heavenly
Father, I'm here and I love you.
有没有看到一个baby坐在那边说，爸爸，我爱你。You
see a baby just lie there and say, Daddy, I love you.
一定说哦。 因为他又crying或者笑着嘻嘻，就引他的父母亲来抱他。
So the babies, when they show their love to their parents, they wave their arms and smiling to show their affection.
就真的要鼓励大家，我们不要，真的我们不要，我再次讲一遍，就是祷告、唱诗、赞美是我们的武器。
So I just want to encourage you again and again that prayer, sing hymns, and praise are our greatest weapons.
所以我得到的武器就是这个武器。
So this is a weapon I
我希望就是跟大家分享，然后我们一起有这个武器。
So you can all have these weapons.
再加一点，就是最后一个晚上的时候，以前是礼拜六晚上结束，大家都要跳舞，对不对？那记不记得去过的人？
Usually the conference on Saturday night, they like to have a big dance finale.
那我今年我觉得特别高兴，就是说，牧师就请，刘牧师就请说，在教会带敬拜赞美人到台上去。
So this year, Liu Tong Mu Shi asked the worship team to come to the stage.
我就看看我自己，哎，好像我也是 worship team 来。<laughs>
I figure I'm worship team also.
所以我就上去了。
So I went up there.
当我上台的时候，我觉得我好荣幸哦。And
I feel very privileged.
哇，神怎么会拣选我这个？根本我以前不敢上台，也实在唱歌不怎么样的人。That
God had chosen me, this vessel that I don't like to be in front of people and I don't sing well.
我竟然可以带领我的弟兄姊妹们一起敬拜赞美来到神的面前。
That I'm now actually leading my brother and sister to come worship in front of the Lord.
所以我就是一直觉得我就得到了这个武器。
So I felt that I have received these
weapons. 所以我很渴望的就是跟大家分享，以后我们敬拜赞美的时候，不要忘了这个武器。
So I desire all of you to have these weapons.
至于我的医治的话，我下次医生的检验报告出来的时候，我要再做见证。
So regarding my healing, I want to get verification from my doctor, and I'll share again.
Okay, 知道。
Hi, my name is Aaron.
Okay. 想跟大家分享一下，我过去这个上个礼拜的那个 conference 学到什么东西。
Yeah, I want to share with you what I learned at the Lingliang conference.
简单来说有三点。
Simply put, there are 3 points.
第一点呢，就是学到了要。 相信那个恩典是在已经在你，在我自己里面。Number
one, I need to believe that the grace of God is already in me.
对，就是相信神的恩典会带领我到 我要去的地方。
That the grace of God will lead me to where I need to go.
因为所有的东西都是从神而来的。
Because every good thing is from the Lord.
对，所有的机会，所有的opportunity 都是从他而来的。
And every opportunity is from the Lord.
当你有他的恩典的时候，难事的就是难的事情都变得简单。
So when you have the grace of God, any difficulties will become easy.
对，这个是第一点学到的。
That's what I learned, number one.
第二点呢，就是学到了祷告不是最后的一个解决问题的办法。
Number two, what I learned about prayer, how to solve problem.
对，祷告不是最后的那个要做的东西，是祷告就是你要做的东西。
When you are facing a problem, prayer is not your last resort, but it's your first method that you should approach.
对，因为刘同的牧师他说我们基督徒我们祷告的时间比很多宗教的都为小。
Because Pastor Liu Tong was sharing that as Christians we pray so much less than some of those cults and false religion people.
对，所以我们一定要所以就是我自己要更加多的祷告，要就是跟亲近神。
So we need to draw near the Lord and pray more often.
对，这个我是第二点学到的。那第三点呢？
So that's what I learned, number two. And the third point.
第三点呢，就是就是有一个就是有一个 passionate， 就是要渴望神的心。
I have a passion now for the Lord.
对，因为就是我就是想象神就是一个很富有的人。
Imagine God being a very rich guy.
对，他有的东西就是超乎人想象的。
What he has is beyond my imagination.
对，所以呢，我就是要有一个渴慕，就是想得到他的attention.
So I just need to get close to him to get to God's attention.
对，所以呢，我就因为就是说我有那个好像有一个竞争那个 competition， 要神选我。
And I wanted, in my heart, I have this competition, feel that I want God's attention on me.
对，我知道神是喜欢我们每一个人这样做的。
I know God will love every one of us.
对，所以呢，就是这是这三点。
So these three points is what I have learned.
对，然后想讲一下我其实来到这个 conference 呢，都是神的带领。
And even coming to the conference was God's leading.
对，因为过去一两年呢，我都是在外面跑。
Because last one or two years, I was not inside the conference.
Yeah, I was not near the Bay Area.
He was not even around here.
对，就是神的带领，就是把我带进今年的那个 conference。
So this year God lead me to the conference。
对，然后今年的那个 conference 的那个题目也是非常的attractive to me。
And the title of the conference, seizing the divine opportunity and thrive, was very attractive to me。
对，因为我就是需要神击溃的风吹来。
Because I need God to give me opportunity.
对，有一个新的突破。
To have a breakthrough.
对，所以我觉得这是一步一步的都是神的带领。
So every step God is leading me.
对，所以我就是要留在 Bay Area 了。
So I want to stay around the Bay Area.
对，感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah.
没有谁有学到要分享的。
Is there any other person like to share?
Dan.
Dan.
This isn't my testimony.
This is not. 这不是我的见证。
This is Irene's testimony.
这个是我太太 Irene 的见证。
But it's partly my testimony.
可是她的就是我的。
Because a couple weeks ago,
几个星期前,
about a month ago, Irene started running.
一个月前吧, 我太太开始, 跑步,
because she's going to be teaching a running class to our homeschool group.
因为我们那个在 homeschool的家庭, 她要教怎么样跑步。
So she started running a month ago.
所以一个月前她开始跑。
And she was wearing some old shoes.
她就穿一些旧的鞋。
So, after a couple days of this,
几天之后呢?
She noticed that her shoe, her feet,
她就发现她的脚底下会痛。
And they continued to hurt.
然后还一直痛下去。
And so she said, oh, well, maybe I did something wrong.
好，可能我哪里做错了。
So she went to this running store, this running shoe store.
所以就去一个布鞋店。
They tested her.
他们就试她。
They have this camera that looks at your shoe as you run.
然后有一个照相机来照她怎么样跑步的姿势。
And they said, oh, you need a new pair of shoes.
哦，你需要新鞋。
$100 right here.
100块钱。
And so this was a couple of weeks ago. But her feet still hurt. And so it was a problem. And so we went down to the conference on Saturday. And we went there for the morning. And then in the afternoon, before the afternoon session, we went to check into our hotel. And after checking in, we decided, well, let's walk back to the church. It's less than a mile.
然后登记完之后，我们就走路到教会。
And so as we were walking,
在走的时候,
Irene was saying,
我太太就说,
oh, my feet hurt.
我脚痛。
And so these are still in her new shoes.
所以在这个新鞋里还脚在痛。
So we got back to the venue.
到了, 教会。
And so during worship,
在敬拜的时候,
everybody's standing and worshiping.
大家站起来举手敬拜,
Irene was sitting on the chair.
我太太坐在椅子下,
with her feet up.
她脚举很高,
because her feet hurt.
因为她脚痛。
And but then in the afternoon session, David Canestraci,
所以到了下午, Pastor David,
he just started prophetically speaking.
他就用先知的话语向大家说,
and specifically the word that Irene heard was compression.
所以我太太就听到这个字叫做压力。
Either stress or just physical compression.
就是这个肉体的,
And so Irene said, well, my feet, it's kind of because compression, because I was running.
所以我太太说,我整个身体重量在跑步的时候压到脚,所以可能是这个。
So she said,
她就说,
I claim it.
所以我要主的医治。
Because the Lord's going to heal my feet.
因为主要医治我的脚。
And so after that,
之后,
she noticed,
她就发现,
that her feet didn't really hurt.
Wow, 脚就不痛了。
It's like, wow, interesting. There's,
好棒哦。
And so it wasn't that bad. And then, of course, Betsy was saying,
所以Betsy就说,
that night, Saturday night,
那天星期六晚上,
Pastor Tong Liu,
刘同牧师,
he invited everybody to dance.
就请大家来上台跳舞。
And so Irene was saying, well, maybe I'll just take it easy.
Irene说,我最好不要那么激动。
And so they started dancing. She started dancing.
And
she continued to dance.
然后就越跳越激动,
she continued to dance for the whole 30 minutes.
然后30分钟她都在跳,
she danced.
她就跳,
and her feet,
她的脚,
they're perfectly fine.
都完美,
and so even today,
直到今天,
her feet are still good.
她的脚还是非常好,
and you could still talk to, she's teaching the children today, so that's why she's not here. But just wanted to share that. That's my wife's testimony. And we didn't have to spend $100 for new shoes.
But she's worth it. I want to share a little bit about this conference. I want to encourage each one of you.
我们到教会来常常觉得那站在台上了带敬拜赞美他们有特别的恩膏。
We usually feel those leaders in the front that they have special anointing.
他们祷告, 神会听,
when they pray, God hears their prayers.
神只会用他们这些人,
God can only use them.
这是最大的迷失, 这是最大的错误,
that is the biggest myth and mistake.
我在这个conference里面非常高兴参加, 我参加一个讲座, 是讲到这个圣灵的医治的恩赐。
When I went to this conference, I went to a session about the God's healing.
那个讲员就要每一个人都为别人祷告。
And the speaker asked everyone to pray healing onto somebody else.
你们每一个人把手拿起来。
Raise your hand.
我现在请你们每一个人把手拿起来好吗？
Raise your hand.
我希望你们要注意, 每一个人都专心我讲, 把手拿起来。
Raise your hand.
你相不相信神可以用你这只手?
Do you believe God can use your hand?
这个手可以打人家耳光, too.
You can hit some, slap someone on the face.
这手也可以按手为人家医治。
Or you can have healing power
请放下,
on somebody.
请放下。 那个讲员就要我们按手在别人身上开始为他祷告。
So the speaker in that session asked each one of us to lay our hand on somebody else to pray for healing.
在另外一个讲座里面,
and another session,
他要我们去找一个人完全不认识的人,
that we, it's a stranger to us, that you go find someone.
两个人成为一组,
so you and another person, you are a pair to find a stranger.
然后你为那个人祷告,
and you pray for that stranger.
你祷告的时候就求圣灵给你话语关于那个人的事情。
And when you pray about the stranger, you ask God for words to speak to the stranger.
哎，我非常的惊奇。
I was very surprised.
我真是碰到一个 stranger.
I came across a stranger.
这个人我完全不认识。
That guy I don't know.
我说你先祷告，因为我很紧张，我怕我祷告都讲的不对。
So I asked my partner, you pray first because I'm nervous. I don't know if I'll say the right thing.
他就开始为我祷告。
So he prayed for me.
他说主啊,
the Lord,
求主赐给他连结的恩膏。
God, please give him the spirit of uniting.
让他在众教会中得恩宠。
That he will be favorable in all the different churches.
让他能够连接地区的教会。
That he can network all these churches together.
然后他们能够一起悔改。
And they can all repent together.
转化那个地。
And transform that land.
哎, 我一听我吓死了。
When he prayed that, I was scared.
我没有讲什么, 我就说,
because
哦,
I didn't say anything.
你祷告得很准,
oh, you prayed really right on the point.
下面就该我祷告了。
And next is my turn to
我心里说,
pray for this guy.
你一定要帮我。
God, please help me.
我也为他祷告。
So I pray for him too.
我特别为他的工作祷告。
I pray for his work.
他一直点头。
He kept nodding.
表示我祷告得很准确。
That I'm pretty precise.
这是我在这conference学到的。
So this is what I learned at the conference.
神要用每一个基督徒。
That the Lord is willing to use each one of us.
问题是你认不认识这个神。
But do you know the Lord?
你相不相信这位神?
Do you believe the Lord?
你认识他, 你又相信他, 他就会使用你。
If you believe and you know him, he will use you.
现在是神机会的风正在吹的时候。
This is God's opportunity, this wind blowing through.
我非常喜欢Aaron这个弟兄。
I like this guy, Aaron.
你知道为什么吗?
You know why?
他这个人会抓住机会。
He knows how to seize the opportunity.
我觉得这个人是天生的businessman.
He is a born businessman.
他喜欢这个conference的题目。
He loved this conference title.
Seize the divine opportunity and thrive.
抓住这个特别的机会。
然后在这晚上, 因为他现在正要做生意。
Because he's into building a business.
他一直要做这个, storage 这个, 怎么讲, storage place 的生意。
He's into the storage warehouse business.
神已经赐给他恩典。
God gave him a little bit.
过去几天神给他2万多块, 是不是?
And last
2万多块的那个, 那个material都免费的。
$20,000 worth of material.
所以那天他在电话上说, 牧师我有了, 我有了, 我说你有什么?
So when he called me and said, Pastor, I have it, I got it.
他说我有2万多块免费的材料, 可以改装那个 warehouse 做 storage room.
I got $20,000 worth of material free to rebuild this warehouse.
这是一个神吹机会风的时候。
This is the time that God will blow the opportunity.
问题是你信不信?
Do you believe?
你信不信啊?
Do you believe?
你要不要?
Do you want it?
很多人今天不要。
Many people, they don't care.
为什么喜欢这个弟兄啊?
And why do I like Aaron?
因为我们在大会里面有一个女的牧师, 她是先知性的。
And we have a pastor, she was a prophetic pastor.
她叫做 Cindy Jacobs.
Her name is Cindy Jacobs.
她非常的有能力。
She is very anointed.
我特别观察她。
I observe her.
她来讲道啊。
When she came to preach.
她讲了没多久以后,
Not too long after
整个会场就改变。
You can feel the atmosphere in the room has changed. And people start to have faith. Cindy Jacob is a national prophet.
It's a prophet for nations.
Prophet for nations.
我知道基督教界里面很多人不信这一套。
And there are some Christians, they don't believe in this.
但是你不信是归不信, 事实归事实。
But I can see from reality.
他曾经对现在的南韩这个总统说过, 说你将来要做南韩的总统。
She has
prophesied
over the South Korea's president before he became a president that he will be one.
那时候这位李总统根本就不相信自己有这个机会。
And back then, this woman did not believe she would have the chance to become president.
Amen.
Amen.
就是现在的总统。 后来他就选上了总,南韩的总统。
But he got elected.
所以他最近到南韩去。
So when Cindy Jacob went to South Korea,
那南韩总统特别召见他。
So the president liked to receive her.
Already received.
Already received.
所以他跟他说我非常谢谢你。
And I want to thank you, the president.
没有你对我的鼓励。
It was if it was not the encouragement from your words.
有一次这个 Cindy Jacob 到 Costa Rica 去。
When Cindy Jacob went to Costa Rica.
他在飞机场的时候。
In the airport.
他看到一个人坐在轮椅上。
She saw someone. On the wheelchair,
圣灵感动他说你去为这个人祷告。
Holy Spirit said, go and pray for this man.
他就去为这个人祷告。
When you pray for that person,
圣灵就跟他说, 你跟这个人说, 你将来会做 Costa Rica的总统。
And then you tell this man who's on wheelchair that you become president of Costa Rica someday.
那个Cindy Jacob说, 这个人看起来快要死掉的样子。
Cindy Jacob said, this man is near dying.
他还会做总统。
And he can be a president.
他能够活下去,
I don't even know he will be alive tomorrow.
后来他就顺服神的带领,
but she obeyed the Lord and prophesied over this man on the wheelchair.
后来真的成为 Costa Rica的总统。
And this man sure enough became the president of Costa Rica.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
现在是神机会的风的时候。
This time God's the wind of opportunity is going to blow through your life. Do you want it?
你要不要?
Do you want it?
神永远给人邀请。
God always gives invitations.
主权是在你。
But the control is in your hands.
你可以知道, 不管什么好的机会来的时候,
doesn't matter what great opportunity come about.
很多人总是坐在那里。
Many people just sit around.
他们有的是 skeptic, 就是怀疑论者,
either they
从来不相信,
don't believe.
你从来不相信, 就从来都得不到,
Amen? If you never believe, you never receive.
你相信不一定得到,
if you believe, you might not always receive.
但是你不相信是绝对得不到。
But if you never believe, you never receive.
你相信以后, 你还要行动。
And when you believe, you need to take action.
你还要有正确的行动。
You have to have correct action.
那就是我今天要讲这个建立祷告的祭坛。
And this is what I'm going to talk about my message.
我今天要讲建立祷告祭坛第一讲。
You have to build altar for prayer, lesson one.
要除去偶像献上火祭。
You need to tear down idols and offer a living sacrifice.
我曾经去看过一个很成功的生意人。
I went to visit a successful businessman.
他得了癌症。
He had cancer.
快要死了。
Almost dying.
他说田牧师啊,
Pastor Tian,
请你为我祷告。
Pray for me.
如果神医了我的病,
if God will heal me,
我一定起来为他做见证。
Then I will give testimonies for him.
我一定把我的家产的 50%都捐给他。
And I'll give away 50% of my asset.
这个人的思想,
this man's thinking,
就是大部分人对祷告的思想,
is how majority of people think about prayer.
很多人从来不祷告。
Many people never pray.
直到等到得了癌症,
until they have cancer,
快要死了,
almost dying,
打电话给牧师,
call the pastor.
如果神医治我,
if the Lord will heal me,
他跟我那样讲的时候,
when he said that to me,
我就知道他不会得医治。
Then I knew he wouldn't get healed.
我不是没有爱心,
not that I don't have compassion.
我在灵里我就知道他不会得医治。
I just know from his tone of voice.
神不是跟你有交易的神。
God is not doing a business exchange.
很多人今天要利用神。
Many people want to use God.
神也让他们利用。
And God let them use.
但是只有利用到某一个地方。
To a point.
因为神很爱你。
Because God loves you.
你不能来利用神。
You cannot use God.
祷告不是最后的答案。
Prayer is not your last resort.
祷告是唯一的答案。
Prayer is your only method.
请你跟旁边人讲好吧, 说, 祷告不是最后的答案。
Tell your neighbor that prayer is not your last resort.
祷告是唯一的答案。
Prayer is your only answer.
很多人有什么重病。
Many people have severe illness.
非常困难的情形,
in a very difficult situation.
他们就打电话, 到处去找人帮忙,
and they call up everybody for help.
然后什么帮忙都没有办法了, 最后,
and at the end,
你们知道他们打电话给谁吗?
You know who they call?
就是打电话给我。
They call me.
他们打电话给我的时候,
when they call me,
我觉得多半情形都太晚了。
And usually it's already too late.
你懂我的意思吧?
You know what I mean?
祷告不是等到所有的方法都用尽了, 然后再来祷告。
Prayer is not all your other methods of solving the problem has come to nothing, then you come to prayer. Because you wasted a lot of time.
你们听到牧师讲啊?
You heard me what I said.
你马上要去度假了, July 4th, 我知道。
I know a lot of you going on vacation July 4th.
我知道你们为什么每一个人都看起来没力气的样子。
You're kind of tired.
因为这是一个 long weekend.
Because this is a long weekend.
又看到牧师穿的 Hawaii shirt.
You see my Hawaii shirt?
就想要睡觉。
Yeah, I want to relax.
我是故意穿这个 shirt.
I wear this on purpose.
因为我照镜子就让我要 relax.
So when I look in the mirror, I need to relax.
Hawaii是我最喜欢去的地方之一。
Hawaii is one of my favorite spots.
现在怎么样我不知道。
Now I don't know.
因为那边人非常 relax.
Because people there are relaxed.
他看到你叫你 hang loose.
And when they see you, they say hang loose.
但是我告诉你,
but I tell you,
你不需要去Hawaii。
You don't need to go to Hawaii.
你懂得怎么祷告,
if you know how to pray,
你就会 hang loose.
You will hang loose.
这July 4th出去度假是最累的。
July 4th, going on vacation is tiresome.
我马上就要出去度假。
I am going to
我想了就很累。
But just thinking about it makes me tired.
因为那个line很长啊。
It's a long line everywhere.
安全检查。
And security check.
我最讨厌就那安全检查。
I don't like this.
你知道现在安全检查是赤裸敞开的, 他看着你清清楚楚。
And they see x-ray you everywhere.
很多人不了解什么是祷告。
A lot of people do not understand what prayer means.
他们以为祷告就是 911找上帝帮忙。
They thought prayer is a 911 call to God.
当上帝不帮忙他们的时候,
when God doesn't help them,
根据他们的方法帮忙他们的时候,
according to their own ways,
他们就非常的生气。
Then they get mad.
今天早上我跟他讲, 我们要建立祷告的祭坛。
This morning I'm going to share, you're going to have an altar of prayer.
如果要建立祷告的祭坛, 就要知道什么是祷告的祭坛。
Then you need to know what is the altar of prayer.
我就想问大家, 刚才牧师讲了很多, 这都不是祷告, 请问什么是祷告呢?
So what is prayer?
我们当中做基督徒五年以上的举手。
If you've been a Christian longer than 5 years, raise your
Patrick,
hand, you need to answer.
什么是祷告?
What is prayer?
我看到你手受伤, 所以需要医治。 对, 他讲得很对。 祷告就是一个交谈。
Prayer is a conversation.
你跟你的家人要交谈。
You have a conversation with
your family. 你待会这个聚会完了, 你跟旁边人交谈, 吃饭的时候你要交谈。
Later in fellowship hall, you're going to have a conversation with others.
祷告就是一个人跟上帝交谈。
Prayer is a conversation with God.
请问, 你跟人交谈的时候, 是不是只能只有一直说话而已?
So when you're having a conversation, will you be the only one talking?
很多人跟上帝就是一直讲话。
A lot of people praying to God is that way.
他就跟上帝讲说, 亲爱的上帝啊,
Dear Lord,
请你帮我这个,
please help me with this.
请你救我那个,
and save me from
给我一点钱,
that. Give me some money.
给我健康,
give me health.
他就一直讲, 一直讲,
and
一直讲,
the list go on.
不是 list go on only, 他 continue talk. 然后上帝要回答他说, 上帝说, 请等一下, 还有。
So when God tried to respond, the guy will keep going on his list.
30
minutes of this.
祷告完了,
when he done praying,
站起来就跑了。
He get up and run away.
然后呢，跟牧师讲说
，and came to the pastor and said,
上帝都没有听我的祷告。
I never hear my prayer.
我祷告了30分钟。
I pray 30 minutes.
他一句话都没有对我讲。
He didn't say a thing.
这不是祷告。
That's not prayer.
这叫什么
？What is that called?
这是唠叨。
You're nagging.
我们当中结过婚的举手。
If married couples, people raise your hand.
丈夫举手。
Husbands raise your hand.
请问有哪一个丈夫很喜欢他太太唠叨的举手
？Do you like your wife when she's in a nagging?
你知道什么叫唠叨吗
？Do you know what nagging is?
就是跟他一直讲。
Repeating the same thing.
垃圾不要忘记拿出去。
Don't forget the garbage.
猫要喂啊，要弄food。
And feed the cat.
那个我的花要浇好。
And my flower, don't forget.
门要关好。
Close that door.
Garage door 要关好。
Yeah, garage door.
车子的灯不要关，不要忘
了。And how about that light?
很多人祷告跟上帝就是这样子。
You know, when a lot of people pray, it's like that.
我就想问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask you.
你是属神的儿女。
Are you God's children?
神知不知道你的需要啊？
Does God know your need?
认为神知道的举手。
If you know.That God knows your need.
你为什么一天到晚还提醒他
Then why are you nagging him?
哎呀，上帝保守我。
God, please protect me.
给我有饭吃啊。
So I will have bread.
不但要吃饭啊。
And I need to eat.
要吃那个低胆固醇的。
And low cholesterol food.
其实那是你自己的选择。
But those are your choices.
弟兄姊妹，这不是祷告。
So that's not prayer.
这是唠叨。
That's just nagging.
这是想要神做你要他做做你要做的事情。
Ask God to do what you want him to do.
真正的祷告是一个交流啊。
The true prayer is.
对他讲得很好 two ways 你不但要对神说话
you say something to the Lord
我讲了很多次我讲过很多次
I said this many times before
很多人对神的祷告
many people their prayer to the Lord
你把它录下来
if you record it
如果你是上帝
if you are God
你也觉得很烦
you feel annoying
你不相信的话
If you don't believe me,
我鼓励你
I encourage you,
你把你的祷告未来这里一个月录下来
This coming month,
然后假设你是上帝
and rewind it and play it, pretend you're God,
你听听看
and listen to it.
我告诉你这情形是这样
You see what happened.
在天上
In heaven,
有些天使是专门听下面信徒的祷告
There are angels assigned to listen to our prayers.
结果他们听到的是什么
And what did they hear?
就是要神跟他做事情，做哪做哪。
Do this for me, Lord. Please do that for me.
我们当中有恋爱过的举手。
And if you ever fall in love, raise your hand.
还在恋爱的举手。
Oh, you're still in love.
我就在想。
So I want to ask you.
一男一女谈恋爱。
When the couple is in love.
那个女的跟那男的讲。
The woman said to the man.
请你帮我做这个。
Please do this for me.
请帮我修屋顶。
Fix my roof.
我车灯坏了，帮我修一下。
My light broke.
我的妈妈来到机场接下。
My mom is coming. Can you go to the airport?
他每一次见到她都讲这个话。
And every time he sees her, that's all she says.
请问这男的还爱不爱她
？What do you think about the man?
我要问弟兄了，觉得那男的还不会不会爱她
？Do you think he will continue to be in love with her?
他当然还是爱她。
Maybe still likes her.
不是 ，maybe surely he still loves her.
Okay, surely.
但是他心里会觉得很奇怪。
But in his heart, he feel weird.
这个女的除了要我做事情，没有任何话可以讲吗
？Besides asking me to do something, anything else?
今天很多人的祷告就是这样。
So many people's prayer to the Lord is like that.
上帝心里觉得很不满足。
So God's heart is not satisfied.
他觉得这些我的百姓除了整天跟我要东西有困难以外，没有任何话可以讲吗
？That my people all they want is want something from me.
弟兄姊妹，我讲的这个，我讲的是很严肃的事。
This is a serious matter.
我是一个很幽默的人。
I'm a humorous person.
我把它讲得好像很幽默。
It seems humorous.
这是不好笑的事。
But it's actually not funny at all.
你想，如果你今天爱一个人
，If you love somebody today,
你跟他说的一天到晚是要求他做事情。
All you do is ask him to do something.
你也知道你对这个人不认识。
Then you don't really know this person.
真正的祷告是两边的交流。
The true prayer are two ways.
你不要老是要神替你做事。
Not just ask God to do something for you.
你应该问神，你可以替他做什么事。
You should ask the Lord, what do you like me to do for you?
Amen. 我今天给你们一个挑战。
So I give you a challenge.
从今天开始。
Starting today.
你问上帝。
You ask the Lord.
神啊。
God.
你要我做什么事
？What do you like me to do?
你的心会得到喜悦。
That your heart. Will be pleased.
这就是机会的风。
So that's the wind of opportunity.
你真的这样开始祷告？
If you start praying like that,
你知道上帝会怎么讲吗？
You know what God will say?
他会说，你是真的吗？
Are you serious?
他可能不会这样讲，但是你会发现整个环境会来问你这个问题。
Then your surrounding will ask you that.
祷告跟祷告的祭坛不一样。
Prayer and the altar of prayer are different.
祷告是一次性的。
Prayer is just a one-time thing.
祷告的祭坛是一直操练在神面前不断的祷告的生活。
The altar of prayer is a continual practice of a lifestyle prayer.
我曾经说过，现在还要再重申。
I say that before, but now I will repeat.
我们今天所要建立的不是一个祷告会。
What we do not want is just a prayer meeting.
你说哦，礼拜二牧师我也来了。
Oh, Tuesday I attend.
我也坐在那里了。
I was there.
我也敬拜了。
And I worship.
我也赞美了。
I praise.
我也祷告了。
I prayed.
8:45我就完了。
8:45 I'm done.
我就回家了。
And I went home.
一切照旧啊。
Everything remained the same.
那叫做祷告会。
That is just a prayer meeting.
来祷告一个会。
That's a meeting to pray.
来布道一个会。
Like an evangelist meeting.
然后礼拜天来聚一个会。
And Sunday I come to a service meeting.
这种祷告会没有用。
It's useless.
神要的是一个祷告的文化。
What God is a culture of prayer.
什么叫做文化？
What is a culture?
请问大家什么叫做文化？
You know what that is?
我们当中有多少人喜欢吃辣的举手？
How many of you like spicy food?
哎，我很喜欢吃辣， spicy food.
I love spicy food.
吃辣就是一种文化。
Eating spicy food is a culture.
你到四川跟湖南你就知道。
When you go to 四川和湖南。
我去过成都八天的时间。
成都 city for 8 days.
我了解那边的文化。
I understand their culture.
他们非常 relax.
They're very relaxed.
他们虽然不是 Hawaii.
It's not Hawaii.
他们一天到晚 hang loose.
But they hang loose there too.
他们不但 hang loose.
Not only hang loose.
他们还吃 spice.
And they like spicy food.
我在那边吃火锅。
And the hot pot there.
我在那边吃火锅。
Yeah, in Chengdu.
那边有一个人邀请我去吃。
Someone invited me to.
他说啊。
He said.
他跟那个 waitress 说。
Tell the waiter.
这个人不会吃辣椒。
This guy not good with hot pepper.
你的辣料只要放三分之一就好。
Just put 1/3.
我听了说只有三分之一。
And I said, really 1/3?
我是 really 1/3. 我听了只有三分之一，所以我就很大胆的去吃。
So I just.Myself.
结果我吃了以后说，妈妈咪呀，这只有三分之一啊！
Wow, this is only their 1/3% of the spice.
我就赶快叫 soft drink, 赶快要面。
So I asked for beverages.
这就是文化。
So it's a culture.
这是吃辣的文化。
That they eat spicy food.
我们今天需要的祷告，建立祷告祭坛是一个祷告的文化。
So the altar of prayer is that we want to create a culture of prayer.
你跟上帝在一个常常的对话当中。
That you are continual in conversation with the Lord.
你的生活是以神为中心的。
That your life is God in the center.
今天很多人把上帝做一个救火员。
A lot of times,We put God as a firefighter.
我不是在嘲笑那些在困难里面的基督徒。
I'm not teasing those who really scream for help in desperate situations.
我现在是要告诉你的答案在哪里。
But I just want to tell you what the answer is.
你不要等到最困难的。我现在是讲基督徒啊，我不是讲非基督徒。
So among Christians, don't wait till desperate situations.
你应该平常就跟神交流。
You should normally have a communication with the Lord all the time.
那就是一个祭坛。
So that's an altar.
就跟他讲。
Just tell him.
你说这个 July 4th 这么好的天气，你要我去哪里玩？
You can tell, ask God. You know, 4th of July is such a beautiful day. Where do you like me to go?
神真的会跟你讲。
God will tell you.
你知道吗？
You know.
我事情太多了。
Oh, I have too many things.
我常常掉东西。
And I lose my stuff.
常常找东西。
And I'm looking for my stuff.
有一个方法很有效。
There is one way that works well.
我每次一祷告就找到。
And when I pray, I find my.
你们信不信啊？
Do you believe that?
非常有用。
Very useful.
昨天前天就三次。
Yesterday and the other day, 3 times I.
我就祷告。
And I pray.
说主啊，我太多事情啊，没有时间找，请你让我找到。
Please find it for me.
你祷告完，哎，就在前面，就在那。
There.
前面找了几次都没看到，这次就看到了。
But after I pray, I see it, even though it was there before.
这就是祷告的祭坛。
This is the altar of prayer.
那些懂的人哦, 领悟力高, 你就知道我在讲什么。
So those of you who understand, you know.
不是一个 format.
It's not a format.
很多人说祷告的时候是要这样子。
So I should pray like this.
眼睛闭起来,
close my eyes.
手这样弄的,
and with my hands like that.
然后声音也改变,
and change my tone of voice.
耶稣啊,
Dear God.
我爱你,
I love you.
你知道我的罪过,
you know my sins.
请你赦免我,
forgive me.
不需要这样,
you don't need to be like that.
请问圣经上有哪里说祷告时候眼睛要闭起来的?
Where does it say in the Bible when you pray?
你可以找出来,
you need to close your eyes. If you find it, I'll give you a prize.
圣经上从来没有讲祷告要闭上眼睛。
You never say you have to close your eyes.
有一个人跟我说, 牧师我现在正在高速上开车。
And one guy told me, I'm driving on the freeway right now, pastor.
我开始要祷告了。
And I'm going to pray.
我非常紧张，我说眼睛不要闭起来啊。
And I was nervous. I said, don't close your eyes.
很多人对祷告有一种错误，非常偏狭，非常表面形式的那种认识。
So they have a very narrow and surface understanding of what prayer is.
祷告的祭坛是你开始以神为中心，你跟他不断的有交流。
The altar of prayer is that you have God in the center and you continually throughout the day have a communication with him.
当你这样做的时候，
when you do that,
你整个人会开始改变。
You will change.
Amen. 这才叫做机会的风。
So this is the wind of opportunity.
Aaron, 听到吗? 这是机会的风。
You hear that, Aaron?
机会的风不是只有在 conference 里面。
Not only in the conference.
机会风一直在你的生命里面。
It's always in your life, the wind
我今天,
of opportunity.
我今天要讲的是要除去这个偶像。
So I want to talk about tear down idols.
献上活祭。
Offering a living sacrifice.
很多基督徒今天不能有祷告的祭坛。
And today, there are many Christians do not have an altar of prayer.
因为他们生命里面的祭坛上放的不是上帝。
Because in their heart's altar, there's other things besides God.
仔细听这个。
Listen carefully.
我们都有祭坛。
We all have an altar.
只是我们祭坛上放的是谁。
It's just on your altar, what's there?
我讲幽默一点啊，我这次去香港两个礼拜。
I went to Hong Kong 2 weeks.
我还没有走以前。
Before I left.
师母说我很高兴啊，你一下离开了，我就少了一个 stress.
Marlene was happy because once you're gone, I have less stress.
可是我在还没去香港以前，我到了飞机场的时候。
But when I arrived at the airport before Hong Kong.
我在 San Francisco Airport 的时候，
in San Francisco Airport，
打电话给他，
call Marlene，
我说你应该现在很不错啦，你的 stress 已经走了，
are you well because your stress is gone now，
他说不是这样哎，
she says not like that，
他说我现在开始有点想你啊，
now I start missing you now，
我说你不是很好吗， stress 没有了，你现在应该大大 relax 啊，
you should be relaxing since I'm gone，
后来我就到香港去了，
then I went to Hong Kong，
后来就跟他联络，
then I call Marlene。
我就想问你们一个问题。
So I want to ask you.
让你们猜猜看。
Guess what?
你知道师母在电话里跟我讲的主要的中心是什么?
What did Marlene say to me?
绝对不是我。 OK, 先讲。 不对。
What are the content of our conversation when we call overseas?
不是，当他跟我讲话, 你知道他在讲什么?
When Marlene call.
他在讲他的孙子。
Marlene is talking about our grandson.
他说你有没有看到啊?
Did you see it?
我已经forward那个 picture 给你了。
Forward the newest picture?
你看他照片多可爱啊。
Isn't he cute?
你看他那个眼睛多大啊。
Look at those eyes.
你看他那个鼻子多大啊。
Look at those big nose.
耳朵也大啊。
And the big ears.
他讲来讲去都讲那个好像我是假的一样。
So I felt that maybe I'm fake, or we're talking about is the
not only grandson. Fake. I'm not. I do not exist. 以前他老是讲他的儿子JJ.
Marlene used to talk about JJ a lot.
现在是讲他的孙子Josh.
Now is talking about our grandson.
我就知道他的祭坛上的偶像是什么。
So I know what's on the Marlene's altar.
弟兄姊妹们。
Idol.
我们常常讲到偶像，
Brother and sister, a lot of time we talk about idols.
我们就想到马祖庙，
we think about the Chinese
form, 想到观音像，
观音，
我们想到这个佛祖，
佛祖，
我们美国人没有偶像，
Americans don't have that kind of false idols.
我就想问这个
Chelsea，
美国人有没有偶像啊？
Do you have American idols?
No, not American. Do American have idols? Christian have idols? Oh.
当然有。
你知道观音啊佛祖这偶像是很容易就看到的。
Chinese folk god is visible.
但是在西方在美国 偶像之多，你想不到啊！
Western idols are numerous.
我看很多爸爸妈妈他们的偶像就是他们的儿女。
A lot of parents, their idols are their children.
其实我在分析更仔细啊。
So when I analyze this,
他们的偶像也不是他们的儿女。
Their idols not really their kids.
他们的偶像是他们的 dream.
Their idol is the dream that they have on their children.
还不是 on their children. 是他们自己的 dream，
是 it's their own dream，
从来没有办法实现
，and it never come through，
他就要硬压在他们的儿女身上
，but they kind of oppress that on the kids。
马丁路德金恩牧师说 ，I have a dream。
Martin Luther King Jr. said I had a dream。
所有的这移民的妈妈爸爸说 ，I have a dream。
All the new immigrant parents come to the U.S. saying I have a dream。
他们的 dream 都要叫他们儿女来实现。
Their dream is to accomplish by their children.
所以都成为他们儿女的 nightmare.
But they become the parents' nightmare.
你去看看那些 Fremont, San Jose 那些地区，你看看那些父母在周末，你知道他们在做什么吗？
You know, in South Bay, what are the parents doing there?
他们就是开车带他们小孩去游泳，学这个学那个学，从早搞到晚都在学。
They taxi the kids to everywhere to learn different kind of skills.
所以很多人的基督徒，我是刚才是讲基督徒，他们生命里面有一个祭坛。
So these Christians I'm talking about in their life, there's an altar.
那个祭坛上绝对不是上帝。
It's not God.
是他们自己的梦想。
It's their own dream.
是他们所希望实现的。
What they want to see happen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你的祭坛上是放什么？
What's on your altar?
当神使用基甸,
when God used Gideon,
他要救以色列人,
to save the Israelites,
因为以色列人拜, 拜偶像,
because the Israelites were worshiping Baal,
拜巴利偶像,
the idol Baal,
神就把他们交在他们的仇敌米甸人的手里, 7年之久,
so God handed them over to their enemies for 7 years.
以色列人就哭喊耶和华,
then the Israelites cry out to the Lord.
然后神就兴起一个人叫做基甸,
and then God raised up a man named Gideon.
这记在基甸的, 四世纪第六章,
this is in Judges chapter 6.
在士师记是记载的一段以色列人的历史，就是有12个男的士师，还有一个女的士师。
In the book of Judges is a book recording 12 men judges and one woman judge.
这是在约书亚死以后到撒母耳当权，做这个先知的时代这一段时间。
It's during the time after Joshua passed away and before Samuel.
前后有450年之久。
During a time of 450 years.
在这段时间里面, 以色列人有一个历史性的循环。
During this time, the Israelites go through a historical cycle.
他们开始的时候侍奉耶和华。
They at first serve the Jehovah.
然后就离开。
Then they turn away from him.
就是拜偶像。
To bow down idols.
神就来这个审判他们。
Then God will judge them.
把他们放在敌人的手里。
Hand them over to the enemies.
他们就呼求神。
Then they cry out to the Lord.
神就兴起士师。
Then God will bring out judges.
然后就拯救他们。
Deliver them from the enemies.
让他们就回去再服侍神。
And then we'll go back to serve the Lord.
然后没有太久。
Not too long.
又离开神。
Then they turn away from the Lord.
要去拜偶像。
Idol again.
很多人说上帝为什么要把这放在圣经里面。
So why does God put this in the Bible?
你们会觉得这故事听起来有点像吗？
Do you notice the similarity of the story?
我看很多基督徒都是这个样子。
A lot of Christians are like this.
他服侍神。
They serve the Lord.
神就祝福他。
God bless them.
他就开始去敬拜那些神祝福他的东西。
Then he started to worship what God has blessed him with.
然后情况就不好。
And then it going downhill.
就赶快打电话给牧师。
Or call the pastor.
神就兴起牧师。
Then God will raise
我没有讲,
up the pastor.
我没有讲是田牧师啊, 这就牧师。
Any pastor.
他可以在任何地方。 那牧师就来拯救他。
And the pastor would deliver him.
然后情况就好了。
And the situation improved.
全家就来敬拜赞美。
Then he came and praised God.
来赞美。然后情况越来越好。
And then it just gets better now.
又开始拜别的偶像。
Then he'd go turn away.
情况又恶劣。
And then it goes down.
又打电话给另外一个牧师。
Or another different pastor.
神又兴起那牧师。
And that pastor used him.
就又来去拯救他。
And help this guy out.
情况又好转。
And improve the situation.
这次不但带儿子也还带孙子孙女也来敬拜神。
And now this time, not only himself, but his whole family.
所以在四世纪里面第六章那边就讲到以色列人在这样的光景。
So chapter 6, book of Judges, it shows this cycle repeating.
在那一次是神兴起基甸。
And this time God raised up Gideon.
然后压制啊他们的人是米甸人。
And these foreigners that were oppressing them.
Midians. 他们是游牧民族。
They are shepherds and graders.
他们来的时候成千上万。
They come in thousands and tens of thousands.
以色列人种什么东西，他通通抢去。
Whatever the Israelite planted, they will come over and wipe it out.
以色列有什么牲口，他们也通通抢去。
Whatever livestock, they take them away.
所以以色列人都躲在洞里面。
So Israelites hide themselves in caves.
如果你去观光的时候，偶然住在洞里面是可以啊。
If you go in a tourist site just for fun, you stay in a
你如果天天住在洞里面，就不是那么快乐。
Daily in a cave, not too.
所以以色列人在一个很困难的环境。
So Israelites were in a difficult.
神就兴起基甸来救他们。
So God raised up Gideon to deliver them.
神兴起他们的时候很稀奇一件事。神兴起基甸以后，神要基甸做的第一件事情，我们现在念这一段经文好不好
？So let's look at the scripture. The first thing God want to use Gideon to deliver them is to do this.
那个George, 我们从二十五节念起好不好？
Verse 25.
我们一起念好不好？预备，来。当那夜，耶和华吩咐基甸说：“你取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛，并拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶，在这磐石上整整齐齐的为耶和华你的神筑一座坛，将第二只牛献为燔祭，用你所砍下的木偶做柴。”念到这就好。当神要拯救以色列人的时候
，When God going to deliver the Israelites，
他兴起一个人叫基甸。
He raised up someone named Gideon。
基甸跟上帝讲来讲去讲了很多。
Gideon have conversation with God for a long time。
他主要的说就是神啊，你要证实你是选召我来做。
God， you need to prove to me that you choose me to deliver your people。
当神证实了这件事以后
，When God prove himself，
神给基甸有一个吩咐。
Then God order。Gideon for one thing.
他说你要去把你爸爸为巴利所筑的那个坛要拆掉。
You need to tear down the altar that your father had built for Baal.
要把那偶像也铲掉。
You need to cut down and burn the idol.
然后要筑一个坛。
And then build a proper one.
然后用你那个牛献了来献祭给我。
And put the bull on it to make a sacrifice for me.
以色列人离开了真神。
The Israelite turn away from the true God.
他们就受压制。
So they get oppressed.
我就想问大家一个问题。
So I want to ask you.
今天在美国民生困苦啊。
We're not in a good economical time.
是不是很困难啊？
Is it difficult?
现在大家最关心的就是能够有工作。
So all we care about is have a job.
不但要有工作，还要保住工作。
But also keep the job.
Amen. 我以前听人家讲话的时候，我听他们讲说，哎呀，我的 job sucks， 哎，真烂。
I used to hear people complain about their jobs。
现在 people 听到说 ，I'm so glad I have a job。
But now I hear they say， oh， I'm so happy I still have my job。
牧师要多为我祷告。
So please pray for me。
他没有说找新的 job。
That I look for a new job。
他是说让我能保住我的 job。
Keep my job。
现在人心困苦。
So We're in a hard time now.
你看那个税多高啊
！You see the high tax.
我每次去吃饭或者出去买东西，一看，哎呀，后面还要加 10%.
In the restaurant and buying something, it's adding 10% of taxes.
但是我告诉你们一个好消息。
But I tell you a good news.
你不要交税是吧
？You don't want to pay tax.
你到香港去买东西。
Then you go shopping in Hong Kong.
都不要有税。当然，你不要特别坐飞机去香港，你万一经过香港可以买。
Shopping in Hong Kong.
那是我这次去很开心的一件事。
That's one thing I was happy about.
买了一个东西，说：“哎呦，我说怎么没有税呀
？”How come there's no tax?
我说：“先生，你不知道啊，我们香港都不收税的。
”Wow, in Hong Kong, we don't collect taxes.
我说我希望加州也采取这个政策。
I wish California can adopt this kind of.
加州也这样做就更穷，那个马路的洞更大。
But then we will not have money. Our roads will be more broken.
求神帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
我们如果今天要建立祷告的祭坛，
If we're going to build an altar for prayer,
神就会像对你说，像对基甸说，你要把你心中的偶像要挪去。
God will ask you, like Gideon, that you need to remove, tear down the
altar. 牧师，什么是偶像呢？
But what is the idol?
任何在你心中所占取的地位超过神他自己的，就是偶像。
Anything that surpasses the position of God in your heart is an idol.
建立祷告祭坛，第一个是要把偶像拆去。
So you need to tear down that idol.
第二个，还要献上自己当作活祭。
Number two, you need to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
我们很多人生命里面有祭坛。
We have an altar in our lives.
那个祭坛上不是神他自己。
And God is not there in the center.
你把你整个人都献上去了。And
you offer your whole person to the Lord.
神说你现在把那个错误的拿开。
God said, remove the wrongs.
就是偶像。
Those idols.
把神放在祭坛上。
And put God.
神放在那个center， 然后你把自己献在祭坛。
Once you have God in the center, you offer yourself.
我们念一下罗马书第十二章好吗？
Romans chapter 12.
我们一起念好吧，预备来。所以弟兄们，为神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，乃要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验。 何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意？我下面这段经文哈，我就是跟我们今天圣餐有关系哈。This
scripture is related to our communion.
很多人说，祭坛上到底要放什么呢？
What do we put on the altar?
你们知道什么是祭坛吗？
Do you know what is the altar?
就是在古代的时候，
During the Old Testament,
他们有祭司，
There are priests.
以色列全国有一个大祭司，
And there is a supreme high priest.
他代表整个以色列国。
He represents the whole nation of Israelites.
进入至圣所。
To enter the holy of holy.
然后把羊献给神。
Sacrifice the lamb to the Lord.
把全以色列国的罪恶放在这个羊的身上。
So all the sins of the Israelites is on this animal.
一年一次进去。
Once a year, enter the holy of holies.
这个羊就代罪羔羊。
So this lamb is the carrying the sin of the nation.
所以以色列全国的罪得到赦免。
So all the sins of the people get forgiven.
那个坛就是祭坛。
And the altar is the offering altar.
但是保罗在这边讲，
And here Paul said,
他说你们要把你们的身体献上。
That you're going to offer your own body.
把你整个人献上，
Your own person.
这个身体是讲整个人，
The whole person.
献给神，
Offering as a living sacrifice.
当作活祭，
As a living sacrifice.
活祭这个字是一个矛盾的字，
Living sacrifice is oxymoron.
没有一个祭是活的，
There is no living sacrifice.
当大祭司献祭的时候，
When the high priest give the sacrifice,
所有的动物都是杀掉了，
Those animals are chopped down,
血都流了，
All the blood goes out,
切成筷子，
Into sections,
然后放在祭坛上，
And place on the burn offering,
然后点火，
Light the fire,
那馨香到天上去，
And the burn aroma goes to heaven,
神就喜悦，
And God was pleased.
今天你跟我，
Today you and me,
也放在祭坛上。
We're going to be on the altar.
我把Chelsea放在祭坛上。
I'll put somebody on the altar.
他一定在那边乱蹦乱跳，一直说不要不要不要。
She wants to get down.
怎么有活祭呢？
So how can you do a living sacrifice?
所以把他杀了，切成筷子。
Unless you.
所以保罗这边讲一个很深的意思。
So Paul has a deep meaning here.
你今天要把自己奉献给神。
When you offer yourself to the Lord.
你必须死掉。That
you must be dead.
不是要你自杀。Not
that you suicide.
是你那个老我要死掉。But
that your own nature.
你的主权要死掉。That
you have surrendered your.
你要臣服于神。You
surrender your will.
这样你才能够建立祷告的祭坛。Then
you can build this prayer.
你要把错误的敬拜对象拿走。You
need to remove the false idol that you're worshiping.
你把真神请到你的生命的中心。
And place the true God in the center of your altar.
你整个人降服于他。
And then you totally surrender your all to come to him.
你真正的来为他而活。
And live for him.
这就叫做活祭。
That's what living sacrifice means.
一方面你是活的。
In one way, you are alive.
你对主是活的。
That you're alive to the Lord.
你为神的国度是活的。
You're alive to his kingdom.
你对世界、对自己的私欲、对自己的这些是死的。
But to the world, to your selfish desire, you are dead.
很多人一听这就不干。
A lot of people hear this, they don't like it.
所以没有办法建立祷告的祭
坛。So there's no way to build a prayer of altar.
所以他就是每次很困难的时候就 dial 911。
So when they're in difficulties, they call 911.
求主恩待我们。
So may Lord be gracious to us.
神不要我们做一个只 dial 911的基督徒。
Don't be just a 911 Christian.
神要你每一天跟他交流。
God want you to have a daily communion with him.
他就会照顾你一切的需要。
Then he will take care of all your needs.
多少人觉得这个信息有帮助的举手。
How many feel helpful?
我希望你们听懂我讲的意思。
I hope you understand.
这个最后，整个祷告祭坛不是建立一个祷告的事工而已。
So it's not a prayer ministry.
这是要建立一个，就是说你要以谁为中心。
What we're after is who do you put in the center of your life?
谁是你的老板
？Who is your boss?
我们大概都知道这个。
We probably all know about this.
但是我们一直没有降服。
But we did not surrender.
所以我们就被压制。
So we be oppressed.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们所需要的不只是我们身体得医治。
What we need is only not our physical healing.
不是只是我们事业能够成功。
That we're prosperous in our work.
我们真正需要的。
But what we really need.
是要有永生。
Is eternal life.
不是活得很久很久。
Not live on earth a long time.
永生是很长的。
Eternal life is long.
但是永生的内容不是只是很长而已。
But the content of the eternal life, not just the length.
永生是非常丰盛的生命。
But it's an abundant life.
Amen. 当你爱主的时候。
When you love the Lord.
你跟神很深的相交的时候。
That you're deep in connection with him.
神一定会照顾你的需要。
God will take care of your needs.
主耶稣跟他的门徒说
Jesus told his disciples
你们不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么在哪里找工作
Don't worry about what you're going to eat and drink and where to find a job
你不要忧虑你不要忧虑要在美国要在中国要在香港要在台湾
Where should I be? China, America, Hong Kong?
你要先求我的国跟我的义
Seek ye first the kingdom of the God
My kingdom and my righteousness
And his righteousness
很多人说什么是神的国呢
What isThe kingdom of God.
简单的讲，就是神正在你生命里面做的事情，就是神的国。
Simply put, is what is working on in your life.
我们请大家都把眼睛闭起来，好吗
？Let's close our eyes.
你仔细想一想。
Think about your life.
你觉得在过去这六个月
，This last six months,
神在你生命里面做什么
？What is God doing in your life?
有什么事情发生了
？What kind of thing happened?
你搞不懂的。
You don't understand.
这就是神正在做的事情。
That is what God is doing.
什么是神的义呢
？What is God's will?
神的义就是神要你做的事情。
God's righteousness is what He wants you to do.
好好想一想嘛。
Think about it.
我们要领受圣餐。
We're gonna have the communion.
我们为什么要把生命要降服于神呢
？Why do we need to surrender our life to the Lord?
因为神他自己为我们舍了他的生命。
Because The Jesus has given up his life for us.
他在十字架上为你跟我而死。
He died on the cross for our sins.
所以我们能够有一个新的生命。
So we can have a new life.
有一个永恒的生命。
An eternal life.
有一个丰盛的生命。
An abundant life.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们每一个月的第一个主日。
Our first Sunday of the month.
我们有圣餐。
Is a communion.
这个饼是代表主耶稣的身体为我们所舍的。
The bread represents God's, Jesus' body broken for us.
这杯是指主耶稣的血为我们流的。
The cup symbolizes the blood that He shed for our transgressions.
主耶稣在被卖的那个最后的晚餐上
，When God Jesus was betrayed that night.
他就建立这个圣餐。
He established this communion.
要我们如此行。
That will do this
是纪念他的死
in remembrance of him
然后直到他再回来
until his return
感谢赞美主
we praise God
感谢赞美主
we thank the Lord
主耶稣还要回来
that God will come back.
这世界动荡不安。
This is a shaky world.
昨天香港有22万人起来示威。
There are 220,000 people demonstrating in Hong Kong.
我看了一下报纸。
When I saw the newspaper,
我看到真正的原因还是要还是经济的原因。
It was economics.
日子不好过。
Just not easy.
他们要发声。
And they want to voice their opinion.
主耶稣快要回来了。
Jesus will come again.
这请大家 听我仔细讲，主耶稣快要回来了。
Jesus will come back soon.
他所要的是一个荣耀的教会。
What he wants is a glorious church.
荣耀的教会就是荣耀的基督徒。
Glorious church meaning glorious Christians.
我们需要 wake up.
We need to wake up.
我们需要为主而活。
We need to live for Jesus.
你看报纸。
When you look at the newspaper,
你看新闻,
the news,
很多人都忧心忡忡。
A lot of people are worrying.
我这次去香港,
when I went to Hong Kong,
碰到不同层次的人,
different levels of people,
他们都跟我说,
they told me,
田牧师啊,
Pastor Tian,
你真的还要回到加州去吗?
Are you going back to California?
大地震快要来啊。
The big earthquake is coming.
好多预言都在讲。
A lot of people prophesy that.
一来不得了、啊、
If it comes, it's dramatic.
那个加州的赤字也那么高啊。
And you have deficits in California.
你真的要回美国去吗？
Really want to go back?
赶快搬来亚洲吧。
Come to Asia.
将来的世纪是中国的世纪。
The next century is Asia's century.
也有人在美国问我说。
And people in America ask me.
说牧师啊。
Pastor.
我工作老是找不到啊。
Can't find jobs.
我是不是应该回我老家去啊？
Maybe I should go back to my hometown.
我说你不应该问我。
You shouldn't ask me.
应该问你的主啊。
Ask your Lord.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你我今天最需要的。
What we need most today.
建立祷告的祭坛。
Is to establish an altar of prayer.
你每一天。
Every day.
你要花时间。
You spend time.
读神的话。
Read God's word.
听他对你讲话
Listen to what he's going to say.
跟他建立亲密的关系
Establish a close relationship.
当这个困难来的时候
When difficulty comes,
你就不会听这个人说这个那个人说那个你都不知道要怎么做
You wouldn't be listening to this person or that and did not know what to do.
Amen. 今天就开始
Starting today.
建立祷告的祭坛
Establish an altar.
我们后面有那个医治跟这个祷告的那个导读手册是中文的。
We have a monthly healing and prayer guide.
拿一本回去。
Take one.
两块钱一本。
$2.
好好的读神的话吧。
And just diligent God's word.
这个圣餐是提醒你。
The communion is to remind you.
你我要为主而活。
That we're gonna live for the Lord.
他马上就要回来。
He's coming back soon.
你预备好了吗？
Are you ready?
如果你家人还没信耶稣
If your family is not knowing Jesus,
朋友还没有信耶稣
your friends didn't know
你要赶快跟他分享这个真理
and share the good news with them.
我们请后面的我们请大家起立好吗
Let's stand.
我们请最后一排的我们排队来前面如果你给我受洗了归入教会你就可以来前面拿一个饼跟一个杯然后站在你的位置上好不好从后面来
Let's form a single file from the back row take the bread and the cup and go back and remain standing.
你拿了饼杯后就在原地祷告好吗 After you take the bread and cup Remain standing wherever you are at And pray Ask the Lord Forgive your sins Give thanks for the bread and cup 果你拿到饼跟杯，你就找一个人好不好？找一个人，你跟他，我希望你去找一个你不太熟悉的人，跟他两个人。I'd like you to find someone you're not that familiar with, to pair up, to pray the Lord bless him, bless her, man to man, woman to woman, to build an altar of prayer. 去找一个你不太熟悉的弟兄跟弟兄，姊妹跟姊妹。你是弟兄，没有人可以跟你，可以来找我啊，没关系，跟你不太认识。去找 everybody go to find someone I'm available too and, you're not that familiar with you can two or three together